Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Welcome back into the Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 9 o'clock hour is underway. And of course, as always, it is brought to you by Fermetco Scoreboards. A Fermetco Scoreboard can help your school change the game. Find out more at FermetcoScoreboards.com. Coach, 14-0 up there, McEachern and Hillgrove. Game just got kicked off in the second half. That's going to be a good one there. We got a lot more scores here across the state, though, that we got to jump into. Looks like Langston Hughes got the football back.
Yeah, they did. They got a stop. Still 6-5 in that one. And McEachern up 14-0 starting the third quarter. Langston Hughes up 6-5 late in the second in the TV games. Really good football being played in some of those two games. It's been a good game to watch. Listen, how many was Northgate supposed to lose by? What did you tell me?
I think it was 29.
29? Those computers don't know what they're talking about. 29? And our friend Kurt Miller picked them to win outright. He didn't even want the 29.
He probably picked them to win outright. He probably told him they got a free pair of shoes waiting for him.
Listen, that was unbelievable. We had to bring Kurt on here. He's already better. He's not better than me at that, but he's better than you guys.
I don't know, man. The last 2 weeks.
those didn't count.
Okay.
That didn't count.
Okay. Let's head back out to the wave4.com hotline. We got an Ellie.
Oh, Ellie. Here. Ellie's another one. No last name.
Ellie.
Yeah. Ellie, what's your last
Ellie,
name?
Ellie, what's your last name?
Parker.
Oh, Parker.
Hello, yeah. Miss Ellie Parker. Welcome in to the High School Scoreboard Show. You got an update for us.
What's happening, Ellie?
I'm at the Pickens-Johnson game, and currently Pickens is winning 42-3 at halftime.
42-3 at halftime. How about that? Yeah. Has anybody stood out other than the obvious it's 42-3?
I mean, they've been playing a lot of people. They've been, like, cycling in, so JV's gotten to play a lot in the ninth graders and all of that. So
that's good. That's good. We got a whole other half of that. But the Dragons, if they win tonight, will be 7-1. Best record since the one Dom was talking about when I was coaching the ball team. Right, Ellie? Ellie was in about third grade.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Ellie was there for that, too. How about that?
Ellie, how much of that do you remember from when you were in third grade?
I remember being in, like, third grade, and we went 10-0 and went to the playoffs. I remember that pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah, she knows.
Okay.
Yeah. Ellie knows ball. She's a
Ellie
ball knower. Yeah. That's why we let her call in. She slipped in. Dom let her slip in. good job, Ellie. You don't have to call back at the end of the game. We're going to count this one as a win, 42-3. But thank you for the update.
All right. I'll talk to you later after the game.
All right. See you tonight, Ellie.
See you tonight.
Thank you, Ellie. And look, I think I just got to keep rolling with this Madonna and Beyonce type
yeah,
thing.
Garrett's just giving people first names.
On their first name basis, like Dom. Or Coach Parker.
Yeah, I can just be, yeah. Well, when you've been around a while, you just coach. Or sometimes
yeah, that
people
point,
just,
you are just
shorten
coach.
It and they just coach. You know, coach. You don't even get the whole word out.
At what point do you just become coach?
Well, I mean, when
you have
you
to coach
people.
You have to coach for a certain number of years at a program.
It just adds to the number of people.
Where it's just everybody calls you coach.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you've been in the community a while, like Ellie, can, you know, talking about I've been there a long time. And most people still look at me as Coach Parker or coach, but it has to do with how long you've been there. You guys played for people, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Coach Muschamp was your coach. He's still your coach. You see him today, you still call him coach. Yeah. So
I covered one of the games a couple of years ago, and I still called him coach in the interview.
Yeah, because that's what you do. I mean, that's just so to answer your question, the people you coach 1 year call you coach, but the more you do it, the more of those people there are, right?
Yeah.
And so that multiplies and you just be coach. But still still like Madonna, just coach, you know. But but sometime if you're real close, you just get the co, like C O.
Co.
Like, you're gonna get the whole coach,
hey,
in like
coach. Yeah. That's what Randy McMichael said. Coach.
Yeah.
Hey, coach. All right, let's check out some other scores here. Denmark looks like they're up on South Forsyth, 15-0 in the third quarter. North Paulding up 26-8 over Wheeler High School there in the third quarter as well. Walton looks like they got theirs well in hand. They're up on top of Etowah, 35-0. Norcross and Berkmar, 35-0. And Peachtree Ridge and Brookwood. How about Brookwood? Brookwood, where are you at? 28-7 is the score in that one. And then Parkview and Duluth. Remember, it said keep your eye on this one. How about Parkview? 31-13. That looks like it's going to be a big win there for Parkview.
Yeah, that could be a good one. Parkview's on the way up. I'm telling you, they're on the way up. Adam Clack does a good job there. They're going to be a team to watch in the coming years.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's jump in here. Let's head out to Austin McCall.
Austin McCall. My man.
Let's see if there's more laundry out there on the field in Jonesboro. Let's check it out.
92.9 The Game. It's your boy Austin McCall tapping in live from Terra Stadium, checking out Jonesboro versus Griffin. The second quarter was much like the first. A lot of laundry on the field. Not really a clean football game so far. I want to say that we had 10 penalties in the first quarter, and we've had 3 fumbles in one half between the two teams. Jonesboro opened up the second quarter with a 10-yard touchdown run by senior quarterback Ethan Sharp. The extra point was technically missed, but everybody here saw it go over the upright, so take that for what you may think. Griffin followed that up with a 10-yard touchdown run by Dale Ron Cleveland to put them in the game 7-8. They made it a game. Multiple big plays have been wiped off the board for the Cardinals this quarter and Griffin throughout the first quarter. The quarter ends 8-7 after Jonesboro, like, strangely decided to run out the last 25 seconds of the clock. One has to think that they might not have believed in their kicker, but I'm not sure. This is Austin McCall checking out 92 The Game. What up, Day-Day? Coach!
I like Austin.
Yeah, I like Austin. We keep him around.
Austin's kicking his feet up, man. Someone also needs to tell him Day-Day's not here, man. Come on.
Yeah. He needs Garrett, yeah.
Come on, man.
Garrett, yeah.
I'm still here.
You've offended Garrett, Dom. Tell Austin.
It would take a whole lot more to offend me, man. Let me tell
I've been
you
trying to offend him for 5 years. Austin did it in 5 minutes.
No. That's the funny thing. Yeah, Coach Parker, you're just like me, man. You're an antagonizer.
Yeah, I
Bo Morgan said that to me one day, and I was like, you know what? Yeah, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. No, but we
hit him with the crystals 5 years ago.
He hit me the crystals, and I just take it all in stride. You know, you gotta be able to wear it. Somebody was a sales associate. They were like, "Why do you take all that grief from folks?" I'm like, "I don't know. It's radio. We're having fun."
He gives it back too.
I give it right back.
Anybody feeling sorry for him?
No one in the world should ever feel sorry for me. I got it as good as it gets. I'm a happy man. I do this for a living on Friday nights, man. I'm having a great time. But we mentioned something when we were talking off air, and I want to kind of bring this kind of to air, Coach, if you don't mind. It was when we were talking about Hugh Freeze, we were talking about Auburn, we were talking about the way that players react, but sometimes one of the realities is that is taken out of your hands. And you see this now in the college ranks specifically, right? When you have big old buyouts and James Franklin gets fired at Penn State, everyone talks about James Franklin. And there's so much more to that equation than just James Franklin. And we had this conversation. I just want to kind of bring this to the air.
I think, to bring it on to high school show format, you got to look at it. And I actually tweeted about this week, and it kind of went for my level of viral anyway, you know, thousands of people liking, which is a lot for me. And people resonated with my tweet, which basically said, you know, James Franklin had a good record, won a lot of games, did a good job. He got fired. Don't feel sorry for him. He got $49 million. He's okay. You know, you feel sorry for the other people.
Yeah.
And for the high school show, I said something like, feel sorry for the high school coaches. You know, because there's high school coaches you're treating the same way, expecting the exact same result. They're going 7-3, but they lost the 3 big games, right? And so you think they're James Franklin. Nah, James Franklin got $49
million. He's also got facilities that they're cost getting, more than,
you know, so
the roads that are in your city.
Just so we're clear, no high school coaches get anything.
Not like that.
They don't get anything. No, I mean, when you run them off, and it happens, This season, on average, Garrett, we change about 100 coaches a year. It's 400, I think it's 400, about 20 schools that play GHSA football. We're on average changing 90 to 100 a year, okay?
In every year in high school?
Every year,
football.
Yeah, for the last 20 years.
Wow.
Now, there might have been a year where it was 80 and a year where it was 120.
Sure.
But, I mean, on average, right at 100 people. So, I'd say at least half of those, at least half, and that number I don't have official, that's me guessing, but about half of them are not voluntary, if you know what I mean.
I get it.
Meaning I did quit after Coach Glisson got me and Dom embarrassed me and Ellie was in third grade. I did quit. And I did do that voluntarily.
Well, I will say though, she said she remembers going 10-0 and
yeah,
going
she didn't
to
remember
playoffs.
That one. We didn't talk about that.
We don't talk about that one anymore.
But joking aside, I voluntarily made that decision.
Mm-hmm.
About half the people do, but half don't. And they're not getting a red cent. They're getting to sell their house and move. So that's costing them money. So that doesn't mean you have to feel sorry for that. But I do – one thing that is I'm passionate about because I do care so much about the coaches is not blurring those lines. I love some college coaches. Listen, Brent Key is awesome. I know you cover him. He's a great mm-hmm. guy. If he succeeds or if he doesn't, it's a totally different financial situation than one of these high school coach friends I have, you know? And so I think it is important not as a fan not to blur those two things.
Yeah.
It is okay to hold Brent Key to a certain standard. He gets paid a lot. Kirby Smart
All
gets paid the
guys,
most.
Yeah.
And it's okay to hold your high school coach to a standard. But it's different in what if the end result does come, it's different, man.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right about that, Garrett.
And that's one of those other things, too, with high school sports specifically, is I feel like a high school coach is – I mean, ultimately, everybody's judged in this sport – for the wins and losses and everything else. And everyone's going to be judged by that standard, and rightfully so. That's what you're paid to do. You're paid to win football games. But I feel like at the high school ranks specifically, you are paid to be more than just a football coach. You are a mentor. In some cases, you're a father. In some cases, you're just a father type of figure. You're somebody who is a positive influence on these young men. And as they're growing up and getting to that level of, you know, at a very influential stage of their life,
yeah,
a lot of people who play high school football, what they go back and they remember the guy who coached them, whether it's your position coach, whether it's your head coach, your offensive coordinator, whoever it is, they have those good relationships with those men, and that goes a long way. It sets up discipline in their life. It shows up everything else and every other facet of their life, right? And that's something where you might judge a James Franklin or like a Mark Richt back in the day, or Kirby Smart, or whomever. Kurt Cignetti, who just signed a big old contract up there in Indiana. They're going to be judged differently, and mm-hmm. then much less when you get to the professional level in the NFL. But a high school coach, I feel like, it's a different standard. And to your point, they don't get a cent when they leave.
Well, and the judging comes in from different judges, if you know what I mean. So
sometimes it's
every
mom,
place
sometimes
is a little different.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's parents. Sometimes it's principals that have different backgrounds. And so, yes, some people are judged solely on the ability to run the program and get organized. Some people are not. Some people are judged solely on wins. You're going to see a big gap there. It was in college ball. It's a business. They're supposed to win. I mean, it's a business. And it's even more of a business than it's ever been with the NIL and the portal and all that. So, yeah, it's a business.
Yeah, we had just had two massive plays here in front of us. Both just hit, and we're about to get to a quick break here. But, look, Hillgrove scores a quick touchdown. They're on the board finally, trailing 14-7 against McEachern. How about Langston Hughes?
Yeah, they blocked.
And Northgate. Him. Northgate is driving down the field, looking to get a couple points, steal a couple points there. After Langston Hughes goes and answers with the touchdown, after the safety, they get the ball back. They drive the length of the field. Northgate gets the ball back, and they're looking to cut into that Langston Hughes lead. They had a chance to. They line up for a kick. Langston Hughes blocks it. Northgate, and look, they nearly take it the length of field, and you have a kicker running him down. Saves 7 points there at halftime. Whew, what a game we got up there. We will keep you guys updated on that one. Plus, we got a lot of scores from across the state. My name's Garrett Chapman. That's Coach Chris Parker. This is the High School Scoreboard Show. More to come.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
After that. Money Mills, Mondays Mills, bringing us back here on a high school scoreboard show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Money's Mill got a band. That's pretty good.
That's a good band right there.
Good choice, Dom.
They got the brass. They got everything. I'm always partial to the drum line. It's my favorite part.
Yeah, everybody likes the drum line.
I know. It's just, well, I mean, Dom, what you got? I mean, is it drum line versus brass versus everything? The brass, a strong brass kind of sells it.
Yeah, I'm a horns type, so I like a good brass section.
Yeah,
I feel like that's the thing that differentiates from like a good band to a great band. I think everyone's got a great drum line. To some extent.
I'm just going to be honest with you guys. Y'all know more than this about me. This is the one thing. Y'all found something I'll be quiet about.
No.
Hey. I like the band. They sound good.
Look,
this is a
fake it till you make it. This is
hey, listen. All you need to know, best band in the land, Stevenson Sonic Sound.
I believe it. I have heard they got a good band. Sam actually.
I haven't
like
had Stevenson bring us back from a break yet.
If y'all haven't talked to Sam not about yet. The band, you're missing okay. out. So when Sam gets back,
I love it when he does.
Because Sam
that.
Will give you like the whole thing. Like he can tell yeah, you like yeah. the history of this time they were. And I'm like, man, I don't. I just think it sounded cool. I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
I don't even know how they made that sound. I just like it. You know, like like electricity.
My mom tried to make me play the clarinet when I was a kid. Ooh, no, it didn't go well.
Garrett, you might should have kept that one.
Clarinet. Look, I was in third grade.
You were almost Squidward.
Yeah,
Squidward. I wish I could be Squidward. I think I blew into that instrument the same way. Couldn't do it for ish. Man, it was terrible. It was no good. I was terrible at the clarinet.
Yeah.
Never been something I was able to pick up. You know, I mean, it was what was it? The piano or violin or any of those instruments? I've never been adept at it. Not my cup of tea.
I go back to my original statement, which is you guys have finally found something that I don't have a lot to know to compete with. I love the band, by the way. The band's
I do love the band.
It's a great, like, if you didn't have a band in a Friday night game, it just wouldn't be the same. Like, the mm-hmm. band is a critical piece of the game. And it's like electricity for me. When I hit that light over there, the light comes on. I don't know how or why. I just know I hit that thing and it comes on, right?
What is it? Nate Bargatze said he went. If he went back in time, he would have no ability to prove to people that he was actually from the future.
Oh, he can't tell.
In the future, you have this thing called the iPhone. They're like, oh wow, how does it work? I don't know.
It just works.
It just does.
With the music. That's how I feel about the music. Like I need
push
the band
button, it turns
to play.
On.
I need the band to play the things they play. It's cool, but I don't have any idea how or why they go about it.
I will say one of my favorite parts about covering games on Friday nights are when, even if the game's not great, it's when the bands pick up, start beefing with each other, and they start like chanting and stuff and doing everything.
Yeah,
at
the
each call other.
Outs. You go start going back and forth.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. I've had probably I go to like two games a year at least. I'd say that it ends up being not a great product on the football field, but the bands get into it.
Hey,
and then they start having a back and forth type of thing. They start playing different songs, and then occasionally I've seen the officials on the field have to turn around and say like, "Hey, there's a football game happening here," and everyone's like, "Oh shoot, forgot about that. Let's get back to it." But no, I appreciate that, and we got to get some Stevenson. We'll get some Stevenson.
I would say depending on where you are, they may tell you, "Hey, why is this football game interrupting our halftime show?"
That's true.
Yeah, depending on where you are.
That's absolutely true. And look, I used to do that with Sam. You mentioned that. I mean, he knows all these bands, and he does such a great job with that. And he's been around for forever, and there's a reason he's the captain basically of high school sports in this state. But he's also like that with the HBCUs and the bands that they play, Sonic Boom of the South and all these great bands out there for HBCUs, and he knows every single one of them, and he can pick them out and everything else. It's incredible. But let's jump back into our scores here, because of course these are brought to you by Fermetco Sports. Your home of, just get your best scoreboards out there for Metco Sports, scoreboards.com. Big one here at McEachern, 21-7 is your score now. We saw somebody rip off a massive gain, massive one. And you talk about the athletes that McEachern has. That's going to be a team who is going to be a very difficult out when they get into postseason play. Now, Hillgrove, I mean, they allowed 13 points coming into this game. Now they're down 21-7. You know, this is one of those types of games. This is a show me game. And
well, the process here, what happened was 14-0 at halftime. Hillgrove gets the ball. They go down the field and score. It's 14-7. This is a critical moment in the game. And one thing we talk about when I do these coaching checklists or do the podcast, talk about different things X and O wise, is every play's not equal. Every offensive call is not equal. I think there's times in the game where you got to call your best stuff. Okay. So in this 14-0, and they score to make it 14-7. Now, if we go 3 and out and punt, what's most likely going to happen? They're going to go back down and make it 14-14.
Yeah.
So you got to take that back from them and call some of your best stuff. And what McEachern did, they go right down the field, showed a lot of toughness, a lot of character, a lot of what you see from a region champion, a state champ contender. And that's what they're showing me right now. They get that. They go up 14-0. Hillgrove makes it back to 14-7. And instead of giving them that hope and that momentum, they take it right back from them, score in a critical moment. So 21-7, McEachern, middle of the third quarter.
Yeah, and look, we talked a lot about 5A, and look, Hillgrove's got back on it.
Yeah,
they're going to rip one off of their own.
Just like I said, Hillgrove's
just
playing
like
great.
Just like that. Man alive. I mean, look, that's something that we've talked about a lot with the defenses here, and defenses travel. That's something that we've always known. Just in football, one of the most ubiquitous truths about this sport is that defenses travel, but look, these are two offenses that know they can do a thing or two, Coach. They can absolutely do a thing or two. But we were talking about how wide open 5A is, especially with these. I mean, you probably have seven teams who can probably win it. You go up to 6A, and you got even more. I mean, this is one of those years where it seems like there are some really, really good teams and a lot of the talent spread out.
Yeah, if you look at that top 10 in 6A, you're going to see Grayson, obviously. You're going to see Buford. You're going to see Lowndes. You're going to see Valdosta, Colquitt. You're going to see McEachern. You're going to see Hillgrove. Buford. You're going to see some teams that Carrollton that I think all could get hot at the right time and get rolling. Now, there's probably a gap between Grayson, Carrollton, and Buford are probably – they're probably the top. And I don't know if Lowndes or Valdosta or one of them can get in that group. They may can. We haven't seen the comparable game yet to know that. But then there's a second tier of teams, which would include those South Georgia teams, Colquitt, Lowndes and Valdosta, McEachern, Hillgrove.
Douglas County, probably.
Yeah, Douglas County.
Yeah.
And those teams would have to get right at the hot at the right time to beat one of those three at the top.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not much of a gap like there used to be. And when you were even 10 or 15 years ago, when you're in high school, you were going to see two or three teams that, let's not, you know, if we were being honest, two or three teams could win a state championship. You already knew right now who
that was. Buford. Yeah. Buford and Calhoun were the two teams in my region or my classification that would win it every year. It was just, it was which ones, who, where you lost to them along the way, basically.
And what you're seeing now is more teams, and that's in 4A, it's in 5A, because I'll tell you right now, 4A is wide probably open. The deepest of the classifications.
4A's.
Yeah.
I was talking to Day-Day before he left it. I was sitting in, he was, of course, he was doing Dukes and Bell before he headed out to Whitfield and Landmark. 4A is absolutely fascinating to me.
Yeah, I mean, North Oconee, unbelievable.
Creekview.
Creekside.
Or Creekside, excuse me.
They
were downstairs. They were downstairs at V103 today.
Oh, Creekside was?
Yeah.
How about that?
I saw them down there in the Colony Square waiting room.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, but it's wide open. That's one of those spots where, I mean, you talk about just the level of talent. And this is where I kind of go back to, I mean, national rankings, of course, are take it with a grain of salt to some extent. But you kind of go through them and you see lots and lots of Georgia schools. And you talk, and that's one thing that we talked about. I think it was about a month ago or so, right as we were getting into region play. The first time I jumped in here to do the studio show with you, it's the fact that you can go from state to state and talk about, oh well, the best teams from Florida they can do this, or the best teams in Texas even, or California, whatever, Nevada, they got great teams. Like Shane John Bosco, I mean, they got some good teams, right? But what separates the state of Georgia just in their ability to play at a really high level. All the way down the line, you got dozens and dozens of teams in every classification that can really play at a high level, get hot, and go do something in the postseason. Coach.
Yeah, it makes the playoffs really interesting and it's exciting. And these games tonight decide the scene. Look, Hillgrove and McEachern are both going to have chances to have deep playoff runs. And actually, regardless of who wins this game, it's 21-14 McEachern right now as we wind down the third quarter. But whoever wins this game doesn't really change that they can both make really good runs. And that's what you're talking about to the depth.
Yep.
What it does change is the likelihood they'll be at home in those games, the likelihood of whom they'll play and how quickly they'll play one of those teams like Carrollton, like Buford, like Grayson. And so these games matter, but to your point, there are a lot of teams in each classification that have a legitimate chance at winning the state championship, and that has not always been the case, and it's not always the case in a lot of states where there might be really two or three teams. Whereas we're more like eight or nine teams in some of these classes that have a real chance. And if you don't believe that, look at Grayson last year. Grayson was probably in the lower part of the top 10 in the state this time last year, and then winning the state championship. Yep. All the talk was about Buford, and it was about Carrollton.
Juju Lewis.
And it just, you know, Grayson just kind of found a way. They got hot, and they were already in that mix, and they end up being the team that wins the state championship.
Yeah, and you talk about the way that teams respond to moments. Sometimes those moments come in the regular season, and Grayson kind of ran into that last year where they go, they have the factory situation where, I mean, I think there's like a big fire and everything else was going on.
Yeah,
they had to cancel all the
games,
and then you had the hurricane that whipped through the area, and they missed a lot of games, and it was something that kind of messed with them, and it kind of threw them for a loop, and a lot of teams. That would throw you out and throw your season into a tailspin. And not Grayson. I think that was one of the big things that helped fuel them to a state championship run. And a lot of folks crowned Carrollton the state champion after they went and beat Buford.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people crowned them.
Yeah. Then that's what makes the playoffs so exciting and the state so great is the depth of those teams. Yeah, like
for
you
sure.
Said.
For sure. All right, we got another update here from Day-Day Lewis. Let's head out to Whitfield and Landmark. Let's check out what's going on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game High School Scoreboard Show. Garrett Chapman in for Sam Crenshaw alongside Coach Chris Parker, and I am Damian Day-Day Lewis along the sidelines at a good one here at Whitfield Academy. Guys, third quarter gets underway. Two big penalties back Landmark up. They have to punt the ball to Whitfield, and Whitfield would then in turn fumble the ball. Landmark recovering and returning to the Whitfield 5-yard line, and Skylar Hamilton for Landmark punching it in. But then Whitfield coming up with a block on the extra point attempt. 14-13 your score as Whitfield leads by one. 5:09 to go in the third quarter of this one. Man, we got an exciting one. We'll be back with more updates. I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis. Back to you, Garrett and Coach Parker on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
How about that? That's a good one up there for Day-Day. We got to get an update on his son. How's his son doing? I got
Day-Day Jr.
Day-Day Jr.
No, listen, this man is a pro.
Of course he is.
He's not bringing any of that up.
Okay.
Okay, so when you watch College Game Day tomorrow, Garrett, I'm going to show you he's a proud graduate of the University of Alabama. You're going to sit by Coach Saban, and sitting by Coach Saban is Reese Davis, proud graduate of the University of Alabama. But you don't hear Reese talking about that.
Sure.
You know, you don't hear Reese talking about that.
But they'll be the best college town in America, Athens, GA.
Yeah.
But just as a reminder.
Day-Day's same way. He's a pro. I mean, his son's out there for Whitfield, but he's a pro, man. He's handling that like a pro. He's not going to bring that up. But I'm sure Day-Day Jr. is getting after it.
How about that? And he was telling me right before he went out there, about an hour before kickoff or so, he texted Day-Day Jr. He texted his son and said, hey, just gave him a little pep talk. Kind of kept his head up to play hard because you know that they will too. It's going to be a good football game. And look, I love it. It's kind of a proud dad type of moment there for Day-Day. No, I'm happy for him. But look, very interesting one here up in Cobb County. How about North Cobb and Cherokee? Tied 14-14 in the third quarter. How about that one, Coach?
Yeah, that's one to keep an eye on for sure.
That's one to keep an eye on. Yeah, that's a North Cobb team who, I mean, they had the crazy game last week. You can't let it beat you twice. You see that happen sometimes in high school football. But, hey, we got a lot more scores that we got to check up on when we get back. This is the High School Scoreboard Show right here on Sports Radio 92.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
2-9 the game. Welcome back into the High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Ingles, low prices, love the savings, and school days, as always, brought to you by Aikens Ford, where the end of the year deals start now. And I am pleased to be joined by Charlie Whitehurst, pride of Chattahoochee High School, Clemson Tigers, and a 10-year veteran in the NFL. Charlie, how you doing, sir?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Hey, fantastic. It's another high school Friday night here in the great state of Georgia, and it's always great to welcome in an alumni of Georgia high school football. And look, one thing that we have found that is very consistent, whenever we talk to folks here in the school day segment, we do it every single week, is just how few of these guys get asked about those glory days of when you were playing high school football. And Charlie, I'll give you the I'll just lay it up for you right here. What do you remember most when you're playing on Friday nights?
Yeah, well, it's funny you say that. It's not something I think about all that much, you know. But when you get around your high school buddies every once in a while, it seems to be the only thing you talk about. And it is fun to kind of reminisce and think about it. But golly, it's so long ago. It seems like another life ago, you know, when you were a lot different. But a lot of fun and the sport that, you know, played my whole life and enjoyed before and after high school. Yeah, but just the few things that stick out is what everybody says. It's true. You're doing it with guys you grew up with and guys that you go to school with. You've been around them your whole childhood, and that's really the fun part. That everybody you know in that short time you've been alive, you know, before high school football is usually at those games, and it's just really fun to do it with the guys you grew up with. Really.
Hey, Charlie, Chris Parker, appreciate you joining us. Hey, tell us about a moment. Is there a moment that you can remember just specifically that you're fond of from your time at Chattahoochee with Coach Bill Waters, a friend of mine, by the way, great man. Tell us about that time. Find a moment.
Yeah, I could probably get going for 30 minutes.
Yeah,
for
let's
sure.
go.
you know, my junior year, we ended up making a pretty good run in the state playoffs and got to the semifinals, got to play in the dome. But, you know, the first round, the second round, and the third round, we were behind at halftime and probably behind in the fourth quarter and had to come back. And really a couple things went our way in every one of those games. And I would think probably the one that sticks out the most is in the third round, we had Colquitt County came up from South Georgia. And, of course, we're North Fulton, Chattahoochee High School, and nobody gave us a chance, and you know, we fought them really hard, and at the end we had to score two touchdowns, probably with 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes to go. We returned a punt. Jarrell Leonard returned a punt for a touchdown, and kind of sparked us in the middle of the fourth quarter. The next play, they throw a screen pass. One of our defensive linemen, Gil Stiegel, tips it to himself, runs it down to the 2-yard line. We score the next play. And all of a sudden, we've won the game and beat Colquitt County. And we're going to the dome. So that, and I think, you know, everybody came out of the stands. It was at our place. One of our good buddies, I think it was Andrew Kreider, who played on the baseball team, was the first one to jump over the fence when the game was over. And then here came the whole student section onto the field, and it was just kind of unbelievable. You know, 10 minutes before, we thought this is probably the end of our season, and now we're going. Let's see how far we can go. So that one probably sticks out the most.
Charlie, and then you talk about going and playing in the Georgia Dome. I mean, that was – I mean, obviously you go on and play in the NFL for many years, but, I mean, how special was it that first time that you walked out there on a professional football field?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty cool. It didn't go real well for us that night. I think the score was – you know, I think the score was probably worse than it really was. I think it was a little closer than the score, but – you know, we played Brunswick, and we cut Brunswick on AstroTurf, which was
tough.
Not a good combination. So and I remember their guys. I mean, I ran into their quarterback, Rashard Lee, at Oakland Coliseum, you know, 10 years later. He was playing fullback for the Raiders. And I asked him, I said, "Are you Rashard Lee from Brunswick?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "God almighty, no wonder we couldn't tackle him." You know? So that was funny. And it's funny, we got to the semifinals that year, and we were a pretty darn good team. By the end of the year, we got beat 35-0 by Douglas that same year in the regular season. And we got them on turf. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're just really, really fast, athletic team. They beat us, you know, 5 touchdowns. But we really got it going, and, you know, we just started playing a little bit better offensively kind of in the middle and the end of the year, and we were able to, you know, go a long way. So it was really, really fun.
You guys had a great career at Chattahoochee. You had some great teams there. That was when I was first starting coaching, and it was just really exciting to see you guys, and Coach Waters did a great job. Talk to us a little bit about recruiting, Charlie. So there's a lot of people that want to be you, right? They want to play in the NFL, but they want to go to Clemson. They want to have this opportunity. A little bit different now than probably in your time. But what advice do you have for those guys?
Yeah, it's funny. I don't have children. I hope to have some at some point for sure. But I've got, you know, nieces, nephews. Some of my friends have children, and I'm starting to kind of pay attention to youth sports a little bit, just how big a deal it is. I mean, I remember when we were getting recruited. If you were getting recruited by big, you know, the big college football teams, kind of everybody knew who you were. It seemed like the biggest deal in the world. You're going on these recruiting trips, and just seemed like a big deal. It seems like a lot bigger deal now, mm-hmm. and I think you're seeing that with some of the parents and how they approach youth sports and everything. I don't know. I mean, I still kind of go back to the old cliche. If you've got talent, I think they're going to find you. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there is some jockeying of, well, there's a lot of it, jockeying of schools. Where do you want to go? You know, you want to go play at Milton? You want to go play at Walton, Buford? Seems like everybody's trying to get the best players, you know, in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I just think, you know, you got to decide if you want, how far you want to go. And if you play hard and, you know, I guess luckily football is different than like baseball, where football, there's a size minimum. You've got to be the right size. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, rarely, I mean, you can, there's some undersized guys that are really tenacious and can go and keep going all the way as far as they want to go. But you've got to be big. You got to be fast. You got to be strong pretty much at every position. And if you are those things and you decide you want to do it, then do it. And I think you'll get found out. You'll get recruited. I don't know what to say about how you make that decision right now. Kind of what I was saying before about everybody's jockeying for stuff and, you know, and you got the transfer portal and all this stuff now. So I don't know how you pick, but maybe you go where your heart tells you. You think that you got the best chance, the relationships with the coaches, all that stuff still matters a lot, you know. So I don't know. I guess that'd be my advice. I mean, if you want to play, ask yourself how bad you want it, and you'll probably get there, get an opportunity if you do.
Hey, Garrett, I think Charlie would have done well with the NIL if they had that back in 2000 or 99. I think you could have done well with NIL, my man. What do you think?
Well, yeah, probably. I mean, I think about it and kind of
joke
about it.
You could be in a commercial. Come on, you could do it. Yeah.
Well, really what the NIL is the thing that was unique about my situation that I didn't think was going to happen in college was I ended up playing a lot earlier than I expected. So I played as a freshman. I started the last five games as a redshirt freshman. It was my second year, but I've got three more years to play. Mm-hmm. You start getting recruited at that point by mm-hmm. other colleges, you know. Mm-hmm. And you stand. I'm really glad that I was at Clemson. I had a great time there. But what happens is they start trying to pull you and they start mm-hmm. offering you money because mm-hmm. there's no contract. It's a 1 year contract. So there would have been some opportunity not to leave. I never would have wanted to leave Clemson, but there would have been some opportunity because I played early, you know, and maybe it's good for me. Maybe it's good for me making those decisions. And I definitely avoided, you know, doing the Lamborghini deal and all that stuff. Yeah. The people wish they maybe not would have done now, you know. So, maybe there were some pitfalls I avoided, you know.
For sure. Charlie Whitehurst joining us here on the WaitFor.com hotline. It is our school days segment. He is, of course, the pride of Chattahoochee High School. Played 4 years up there at Clemson, and then, of course, he was up, played 10 years in the NFL. And Charlie, I mean, you've heard it a million times, but the phrase clipboard Jesus. What are your actual thoughts on that nickname? Like, where did it come from originally? Do you have any idea?
Not really specifically. I think I started hearing it in Seattle. I assume it was somebody in Seattle. But that's when I remember starting to just hear it barely, you know, maybe social media or something like that. And it was kind of funny. I think a year or two after that, I remember talking to my agent at the time, Pat Dye, and he said, "Hey, you got a weird question." I said, "Yeah." He said, "Have you ever thought about trademarking this thing or whatever?" I said, "Come on, I'm going to sell, you know, six t-shirts to somebody, you know, like no chance, you know." But, it was just funny, and I've always thought it's kind of hilarious. Somebody thought it up. Somebody said it the first time. I know it's not that big a deal. Nobody really cares, but it would be funny if somebody write me an email and say, "Yeah, I said that to my buddy in my basement in Seattle one time." And
it took off. It was probably somebody on some radio show.
It
like
probably
this
was. Who knows?
But the reality is, guys, y'all could call me whatever you want if they wanted to give me 11 years worth of NFL paycheck. So I'm assuming I'm speaking. I'll speak for you on that, Charlie. That's the answer to that one.
I'm not offended by that at all.
Hey, Charlie, real quick before we get you out of here. So you had some great high school teams. You were on some good college teams, and you did play a long time in the NFL. What's something that wins everywhere? Like, what's something that you notice, you know, no matter where you're at, Chattahoochee or at Clemson or if you're in the NFL, what were the traits of those good teams you were on?
Yeah, that's a good question. When you end up playing pro football, people ask you, like, hey, what's the difference, you know, and all that, you know, and you always hear speed of the game and everything. Effort, I mean, there's more talent, you know, the higher you go for sure, but good players in youth football are playing harder than everybody else. And, you know, you get into the college and professionals, it's kind of a prerequisite to play hard. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is intense. And obviously these guys are smart and they study and they've got little techniques and little tells that they're trying to decipher. Like I'm thinking of Luke Kuechly right now, where it's like he knew the play, you know, he was probably bigger and faster and stronger than everybody, but he also knew the play because he'd studied it because he was obsessed, you know. But I remember running into, I'm kind of name dropping here, I don't know how this happened, but I ran into at a Super Bowl party one time, Adrian Peterson, and we were playing him his rookie year in Minnesota, and he rushed for, I think it's 297. I witnessed it. It's the NFL single game record. I remember watching it. And I was like, oh my God. Like after that, watching that, I said, dang, you rarely see in the pros somebody that's like faster than everybody, you know, like got more ability than everybody. And you rarely see somebody that's playing harder, noticeably harder than everybody else, you know? And it was kind of the same combination. I told him that. I said, you literally were you're the best athlete, and it looked like you were playing the hardest of everybody on the field. I'm not trying to criticize our defense or anything. You know, it stuck out. Yeah. And he kind of smiled, and he's like, I really appreciate you telling me that. Because, I mean, that was his deal. Mm-hmm. That's why he's an all-time great. You know, and it's like, it's just a decision you make, how much effort you put in, how hard you play, how much you care.
Yeah.
And so I think that travels, you know. It's a physical game. It's a competitive game. There's a lot of varying different ability levels that are out there. But usually the ones that are, you know, like I say, got the gold chains and the Lamborghinis and doing the commercials, they play harder than people. You know, they play harder. They want it more. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so that's what I would say. It's just like, I mean, that's just one thing. But I'll make it quick on another thing. I mean, you watch Tom Brady, how he talks about competition now and still, and you tell he doesn't even play football anymore, but he's so into it, and he gets going in some of his talks. He does a lot of media, obviously, you know, like podcasts and everything. And sometimes, even in high school, like, oh, you don't know who you're going to be playing against or whatever. Like, these people might be crazy. They might be obsessed with success or attention or just doing good, you know, and playing well, and whatever their motivations might be, they might really be crazy. And you might have to play against them. So you better watch out. Those people are out there, you know, and it raises your level. If you can be comfortable with that and maybe take something from that, you're going to be a better player too. So I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of rambling a little bit on that one, but there are some people that really, really, really want to win. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you want to compete with them at any level, you got to understand that, and you got to at least match it.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a reason they called Adrian Peterson all day. You know, like that was his nickname. There was a very good reason for that. And Charlie, one more here for you. I mean, you're a 3-year letter winner in football, but you're also a 4-year letter winner in baseball. How valuable was it playing multiple sports as you were coming up? Because one thing that we have seen in youth sports is a lot of specialization at a really, really young age. But I also look at these professional athletes, and a lot of them, some of them only play one sport, but many more play multiple sports. What are your thoughts on that, and what were your experiences even in baseball?
Yeah, I wonder pro baseball players if that's a more specialized thing. You know, I mean, and I know I see it on my Instagram all the time. Frank Gore talking about this, and you know, I know there's a talk about playing multiple sports. I'm all for that. I think football players, for the most part, probably play multiple sports. But gosh, I quit playing travel baseball. I think after eighth grade, I didn't want to play in the summer. In high school, I wanted to be a football player. I kind of made my mind up at that point. But no, I think you should play all the sports. I don't think, and it kind of goes back to my thing, like you're going to get discovered if you're good enough, at least in football and basketball, I think. You know, baseball is a really highly skilled, the hitting and stuff is is highly skilled. But I mean, there's some guys that are just better than everybody else in that sport too. So I'm not an expert when it comes to that. I do know that I would encourage kids to play all the sports and not get locked down on one thing and get obsessed with it all year long. It's like, what's going to happen if you don't make it? Mm-hmm. You know, like, just be more well-rounded. I would really encourage kids to play football too. I mean, as much as I loved baseball, I loved baseball before I even started playing football. Wasn't a big basketball player, but to me, football is different. And experiencing high school football and youth football is, I know it had a huge impact on my life and in the positive when it comes to confidence. And I mean, all the things that you think is kind of goofy to talk about when you're a little boy, self-esteem and all that stuff, it matters. And football, it's the one. And I would encourage everybody to go out there for the team and just, you know, you don't have to be a star player. You don't even have to be a starter. You just be out there and practice hard. And I just think that that's really important.
Absolutely.
Charlie, we'll end it right there. That's absolutely perfect. And look, for all the great folks that are listening here, that is music to their ears. And that's exactly why we do this segment. I mean, it's because you've played at the highest level. And even then, you still have all that kind of respect here for high school football and youth football and coming up through the ranks. Charlie, thank you so much. We really, really appreciate you coming on with us this evening.
Hey, I'm going to say one more thing, and I hope you're not going to commercial
now.
But
like,
go ahead,
fine,
Charlie. Go. We're on whatever time we want here. Go ahead.
Okay, good. Just about that is when you're playing sports, you're playing high school sports, and this goes for girls too. But just my experience is you're around men that you need to be around. It's not always your dad, and some guys don't have the dad around and all that stuff. But you're around coaches, and they can help influence you in a positive way. You know, I think Bill Rand, you know, that was happening at Chattahoochee. I think people would say that about Bill. Mm-hmm. I know I'd say that about my high school baseball coach, Tim Lemons, big time. That these are big time role models and positive people in your life. My dad was a positive role model, you know, big time. It's not like I was lacking in that, but it really added to it. And I think that's part of it. And going through things that are hard and discipline and building confidence and figuring out who you are, you know, and they're huge character builders. It's stuff that everybody knows if you've been through it, but there's some kids out there and some parents out there that hadn't been through it. And I just think that it's just really good to be around those types of people, you know, your teammates and the coaches you're around. Not all coaches are the best, you know, but, you know, you got to take your chances, and hopefully you're around a really, really good one. Yeah. So, you know, that's the last thing I'll say about that.
No, you're exactly right. And look, I mean, that's the biggest thing. Everyone remembers their high school football coach. I mean, if you played football, if you played baseball, basketball, ran track, doesn't matter. Coaches have massive influences on the lives of the players that they coach, and that influences them for a very, very long time, and that kind of impact is not nothing, certainly not. Charlie, thank you so much. Right. I really appreciate you jumping on with us this evening.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind.
Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.